Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Dearest beloved of God, our text this morning is taken from the epistle lesson as recorded in the 12th chapter of Revelation. And the theme this morning are messengers, worshipers, and warriors. Please be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, we celebrate the feast of Saint Michael and all angels. This feast, this special day, falls only on one day, on September 29th. And since that's today, and today is Sunday, that's why we are celebrating the feast of Saint Michael and all angels. The subject of our sermon is certainly St. Michael and all the angels, but there will be a surprise twist at the end for you. We'll talk about who they are, what angels do, and why we thank God for them. And we'll even discuss the archangel, St. Michael. Therefore, as you have heard, we'll look at angels as messengers, as worshipers, and as warriors. So let's begin. Let's begin by explaining just who angels are, and by the way, their nature, and also by the way, what they aren't. And we'll do this all according to God's word, not the fanciful ideas of man. Angels are created beings, we know this. They were created sometime during the 6 days of creation. Only God knows, and that's where it should remain. We know that the Lord did create these special beings, these holy beings, His angels. They are unseen spirits fulfilling the holy will of God. Or as the Bible will sometimes call the angels, they are called ministering spirits. We should be honest. Human beings very rarely ever see an angel. Therefore, we do not know exactly what they are doing all the time, except we do know that they do act by God's direction and by God's authority. Holy Scripture, dear ones, is very, very clear, though, that there is an unseen spirit world of whom we are at war with. This unseen world is something that we in our finite minds cannot grasp or even understand. But we have seen the result of this unseen world. We've seen the result of spiritual activity all through human history. The rise and fall of evil dictators. I don't think I have to mention them. If you have just a scintilla knowledge of history, you'll know who those people are. The angels, we know, protect the church, as Scripture tells us. Therefore, as Jesus tells you this morning, they also protect individual Christians, even your children. Yet, we don't always see the activity of these angelic beings. At times, and in accord with our Lord's holy will, He did allow humans, though, to catch a glimpse of what's happening in the spiritual world, which are, of course, revealed to us in His holy word. And it is from His holy word that we have the only reliable source about Saint Michael and all angels. Dear ones, if you base your ideas of Saint Michael and all angels on what you see on television or see in the movies, you're greatly disappointed. No. That's not who angels are, as you see on TV and movies. Only in God's Word will you receive and know and hear the solid truth about Saint Michael and all angels. And the truth about them can be summarized in three ways. By just three words: messenger, worshipers, warriors. So first, let's take a look at St. Michael and all angels as messengers. In fact, the word angel means messenger. The Greek word is angelos. Angelos is one who is a sent one, a messenger of God. Or, as you can imagine, when it's translated literally from the Greek into the English, it's written as angel, A-N-G-E-L. It is through these created beings, these spiritual beings created by God, that God sends messages to man, especially in critical moments of God dealing with his created beings, you and me. For example, there's an angel that we're all familiar with. His name is Gabriel. We know him as Gabriel. He was sent to Zechariah to announce the birth of a son. Zechariah and Elizabeth in their old age was going to have a son. His name was to be John. We know him as John the Baptizer. And then Gabriel was sent to a virgin in the city of Nazareth. And there he announced that she, this virgin, her name being Mary, would give birth to the Messiah. And at that very moment when the Messiah was born, God sent his angelic host to shepherds out in the field. And there they announced the birth of the Savior of the world, who is Christ the Lord. Now let's go forward some 33 years later. Angels are sent to deliver a very, very important message to all of us. Now get ready. You remember what they said as they sat at the foot and at the head? He is not here. He is risen. Just as he said. 40 days later, angels came to the disciples. And as they looked at the disciples staring into heaven, they said, "Why do you stand here staring up into heaven? This same Jesus will come again in the very same way as you saw him go up into heaven." Key moments in the life and work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There you will find angels coming to deliver a divine message. Angels are God's messengers. Secondly, angels are worshipers. Let's go back to Bethlehem again. Let's go back to the shepherds out in the field. You remember what happened? God sent that angelic host, and what did they proclaim? Glory to be God in the high, and on earth peace toward men. They were worshiping God for sending the Messiah, the chosen one, to the earth. That's worship, dear one. In the heavenly throne room scenes of Revelation, angels are leading the praises of the Lord God Almighty. Just as Isaiah saw and heard them, you remember? Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. That's worship, dear one. By the way, I pray that you have noticed how angels in their worship of our Lord God of Sabaoth have set the pattern for you and for me. In the historic Christian liturgy, which you just sang, by the way, is called the Gloria in Excelsis. You just sang the very same song, a portion of it anyway, that the angels sang there on the plain in Bethlehem. The very words that the shepherds heard are the very words that you just sang. That's worship, dear one. And then there's the Sanctus in the Sacrament of Holy Communion. The very same tune that we hear in heaven, remember? Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. That's worship, dear one. Angels are worshipers, and we in the church follow their lead. as we join with them in worship of the Lord God of Sabaoth. So angels are messengers and angels are worshipers. So this brings us to the third point, the third word. Angels are warriors. Oh, I know. All of you have this fanciful idea of angels as a cute little cherub with rosy red cheeks and these tiny little white butterfly wings as they flutter through the sky. No. No. That's not what angels look like. That's not how Holy Scripture portrays them. That's why they don't look that way. Remember the heavenly throne room scene of Isaiah? He tells us what they look like. They are fiery ones, seraphim. They are fiery and frightening. You heard it today in our Old Testament reading. In a way, we could say that people were not touched by angels. They were rather torched by angels. When an angel appears to a man or to a woman, they are startled and they are afraid. But the angel always responds with words of very great comfort. Fear not. Do not be afraid. Angels are warriors for sure. They are God's warriors, His soldiers, whom God sends to do battle. To do battle not for God, but for you and on your behalf against the evil forces that are bent in destroying your faith, that are bent to do you great harm, to do you spiritual harm, to separate you from your Lord forever. God's angels are His guardians, whom He sends to guard you, and they are protectors sent by God to protect your faith, to assist you in keeping you in the one true faith. Yes, they guard you, dear one. They guard you from all types of harm, be it physical or especially spiritual. So therefore, we are right when we pray, "Let your holy angel be with me, so that the evil foe may have no power over me." Amen. Messengers, worshipers, warriors. And now that we know the truth about angels, let's talk about Saint Michael. Michael the archangel, who did battle against the great dragon, that old evil foe called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. Michael the archangel is a very mysterious figure. And he's only mentioned a few times in Scripture, particular the text you heard, the Old Testament text that you heard today. And of course, in our epistle lesson for today. His name is Michael in the Hebrew. Michael, who is like God? That's a very good question, isn't it? Who is like God? Who is Michael? Michael the archangel, as God's appointed and anointed one, was acting in God's authority. He is the one who is like God in His might, because he was given this power and authority by God Almighty. Michael is the archangel whom God used to throw Satan down out of heaven. And therefore, since Satan has now come down to this earth, as you heard, we now are at battle with him. But fear not, dear one, fear not at all. We know that Saint Michael did go into battle. And what did he use to defeat Satan? It wasn't sword or spear. No, it was the Holy Gospel. May I remind you, Satan was defeated. Defeated when Jesus was hanging here. As Jesus was hanging on the cross, you remember the holy word that defeated Satan forever? Tetelestai. We know it as "it is finished." And it was finished, and Satan was vanquished. When the word was spoken here on earth, in heaven, there was finished the battle. And Satan was bound by the holy gospel. And Saint Michael threw him from heaven, and a third of all the angels who followed him. They are bound by the power of the gospel. They no longer have any power over you. More importantly, Satan no longer has the power or authority to accuse you before your Father in heaven. That's why, as we remember what Jesus has done for us, this day is actually and truly about not Saint Michael or even all the angels. This day is about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the crucified one. That's why our pyramids, that's why the stole that I wear today are white. Today is a Christ festival. Saint Michael and all the angels have their prominence because they glorify the one person and his one singular act of death upon his throne. Here the victory was won for you. Here the victory is won. And Saint Michael then, in his authority and by the power given to him, cast Satan down. And then he was commanded to guard you, to guard the Lord's holy bride, the church. What does this mean to you? Yes, what does this mean to you? It means this. You win. That's right, you win. The battle has been won for you. The final victory, since Jesus has redeemed you and shed his holy precious blood, he is defeated by the blood of the Lamb. You win, dear one, you win. So why do you act like you're defeated? You have won the battle. The battle's been won for you. You've been given the victory. Therefore, we remember when God told Satan that he would lose and that the offspring of the woman would win. You remember it? Genesis 3:15, there at the very beginning, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He will crush your head. Crush your head. And you shall bruise his heel. Jesus, born of woman, is the offspring, the offered one, the only begotten of God. Jesus, the God-man, willingly was lifted up here for you. Here Jesus destroyed the devil's power over you. Your champion, the valiant one, took the field. And he won by allowing himself to be nailed to a bloody cross, his bloody throne. And here the king, your king and my king, suffered and died for all of our sins and for the sins of the whole world. Satan is vanquished. It is finished. So, my brothers and sisters, as we now close, as you have heard, the devil can no longer accuse you before God's heavenly throne. Jesus has served the death penalty for you. Therefore, what are you to do? You are to rejoice. Rejoice with the angels. Rejoice that the Lord has won for you your salvation. Give thanks to God for Saint Michael and all his messengers, his angels. For they do bring great and joyous tidings to you. Tidings of great joy they bring to you. But above all, my brother and sister, rejoice. I say again, rejoice. For all of your sins are forgiven. Forgiven by the shedding of the blood of the Lamb. And therefore, because the Lamb has shed his blood for you, your name is known and your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Thanks be to Jesus. And in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.